Oh, you are on fire on the floor tonight. You sure you don't have a pair of wings back there? Your feet were practically flying. Oh my, you look flustered. That last Charlson really took the wind out of you, didn't it? You must be parched. Want some giggle water? Waiter, I'll be right back. Here. Just don't ask me what it is. It's all they had left. Everyone's pretty fried to the gills tonight. Not that I blame them. As I always say, dream as you will live forever. Live as you will die today. Come on, let's take a seat. Italian leather armchairs. Feels nice against the skin, doesn't it? Oh no, don't faint on me. Drink up. That's better. I can see the color coming back to those lovely cheeks. Well, don't get upset with me for being honest. Kick off those shoes and rest those weary dogs on my lap. You must be beat. Don't be shy, let me work out the kinks. No wonder you're drained. These are hard as a corpse. Hey, no moving those cute tootsies away. They still need soothing. Poor things. Don't worry. You're too sweet for any part of you to repulse me, I promise. No, I'm not just saying that, though this is not precisely how I pictured sweeping you off your feet. Now, just sit back and relax. Take your mind off things for a sec. Your brain can go back to running 1,000 miles a minute soon enough. Dang. That's a lot of tension around that arch. Let me knead that out. Is that better? Why did I want to dance with you? To be honest, you seemed kind of lonely. Yeah. I saw you up there with your friends. They were attractive, sure, but you drew me in. That look on your face, it seemed wistful, like you were lost in a trance or some sort of bad dream you couldn't quite shake. I wanted to help wake you up. It worked, didn't it? So tell me, back there, before I got in, what were you dreaming about? You seemed like you were warring with yourself. What's on your mind? Most people aren't interested in those kind of things. Well, I mean, nothing underhanded by it. But I can assure you, I am very interested in those kind of things. How else can I learn about the person behind those stunning eyes that so enchant me? Almost fae-like. Fae were these creatures I grew up hearing about, mythical beings of unearthly beauty. A dangerous kind of beauty that enraptured any mortal they encountered. I doubted that kind of beauty could exist. Till tonight. Now tell me, what happened? You felt displaced, like you'd be forgotten, like you didn't belong, like you were in over your head. Well, I can tell you, darling, you are certainly not someone you easily forget. And just because you're quiet doesn't mean you can't be heard over a crowd. You know what they say about quiet ones, don't you? They are the most fun. No, I'm not exactly from around these parts. My accent is more than obvious. I left because there was nothing left for me back home. But that's a story for another time. Come on, spill. What else gave me away? Oh, yeah? Not the ritziest attire, but it suits me quite well. As my father always said, dress comfortably. You never know just how far you'll have to travel. Words to live by. I've been all over, a modern adventurer, I suppose you can say. It's not the best paying gig, but if work isn't fun, you're not playing the right team. The fact I'm here at all means I chose well. So did you, apparently. Besides, who doesn't like a good party? At least it's sincere. Out there, the other side of that wall that separates them from us, the world likes to pretend everything is so pristine and perfect. You have to play nice, even when the rules are against you. You have to smile when all you want to do is cry. You have to swallow your outrage and say thank you when you are swindled out of what you deserve, what you worked so hard to obtain. Have to kiss nice and slow when all you want is to take someone back against the nearest surface, hard and fast. The world doesn't realize morality and goodness left the moment they started throwing mustard gas at one another. When pain and agony were so commonplace that comfort became too much of a lie to be a possibility. They can pretend all they want, that they are above all this, that they are normal, whatever that means, that they are somehow better than us who accept the rancor and malice of this corporal existence. That those meaningless rules they hide behind so desperately means they don't need this. But they need it, crave it, this extravagance, this space to unleash their basest appetites just as much as we do. Humans are creatures of desire. Like a wild animal, the truth is too powerful to remain caged. Caged too long, and it'll become forgotten. There is no worse fate than being forgotten. This world is our oyster, darling. Every inch of it. Nothing you can't touch. Nothing is out of your reach. No one you want that you can't have. Happiness isn't out there, it's in here. It's not in the next hour, it's this hour. This party, no one gives a damn where you come from, what you look like, who you fuck. There's an honesty to it you won't find anywhere else. We're all mad here. The only limitation is the one you set yourself. No, I'm not staring at your feet. I'm looking at those long, gorgeous gams, fighting every urge to run my palms up over them. No need to be embarrassed over the truth. You're cute as a button. You must get that all the time. Someone like you should be reminded of their appeal every day. What? I'm too nice for my own good? I should take that as a compliment, but you'd be wrong. I wasn't just being kind. I am a much more selfish creature than that. What do I expect from you? Gorgeous. That smile that grazed those lips when we met. The fire when we locked eyes. Feeling the way your pulse raced beneath my palm each turn on the floor. Between each black bottom, Texas Tommy and shimmy. That was my payment. Just being able to share that moment with you. The best time spent here so far, I reckon. The most beautiful place I've ever been in all the world. It was like a calm after the storm. Dozens photographed or just bought a postcard to keep the record of it. But they didn't appreciate how special it truly was. The greatest things in the world cannot be seen or touched. They are felt with the heart. It is like a spell ingrained into my mind. That is what I feel when I see you. Baby, I never lie. Especially not to someone as splendid as you. Well, I guess that makes me unique then. I mean, life's too short to live a lie, isn't it? Oh no, we must absolutely live our dreams. It's the only way to make them come true. Hey, don't hide your face from me. Oh dang, those cheeks are hot to the touch. Come on, let's get some air. You look a little flushed still. Leave the shoes. Your dogs can use the brake. Besides, you won't be needing them right now. Hey, the balcony's free. Let's go there. Here, hold on to me if you need it. Close those eyes and let that breeze wash over you. Just breathe. Count down aloud from 10. It's easy. Just in and out. I'll join you. 10, 9. Don't question me, just do it. 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, almost there, 3, 2, 1, that's better, isn't it? Good, now open those gorgeous eyes. It's a stunning night, isn't it? It's a blue moon, you know. A bit of a misnomer, since it's not actually blue. Just means it's the second full moon in the month. Still, it is beautiful. A lot of weird superstitions around it. Like it's 30 days bad luck to see it through glass. If you point at it 9 times, you will be denied entry into heaven. Or if you're single and stare at did a bit too long, maybe you might just get ill and die in the next 8 days. It's not true, silly. So good to know you're unattached. A little shocked, I'm not going to lie. Who could resist such a cat's meow? Then again, who am I to argue with fate over my unexpected fortune? Come on, don't turn away. Look at it. This only comes around every couple of years. It'd be a shame to miss out on such rarity. Take advantage of the fact you're out past your bedtime tonight. Oh, that's a killer hook you got there. My shoulders sting. Well, I guess I deserve that. No, it doesn't hurt, just my pride. Though if you want to kiss it better, I won't object. Nah, I don't believe any of these fables. I've seen plenty without any of that nonsense ringing true. But I will say one belief that does seem to hold. Change is coming. I really hope this one is for the better. The world's gone mad while everyone's stuck facing their own mortality for the first time in almost a century. It's only fair we have some semblance of calm. I don't think I could bear any more heartache. Yeah, I've lost some friends, some by the war, others by the flu. A few of them were the really good ones too, the kind that understand you, accept you, flaws and all, the ones that treat you better than family. You ever lost anything? Love. Oh, someone as tender as you should never have their heart broken. That kindness, that purity among the depravity, it radiates. The dulcet tone of your voice, those wide, curious eyes. Anyone who didn't know you would think you're pure sweetness. But then, beneath it, there's that flare, that fire blazes inside you. The one I saw on that dance floor, the look you gave me with every spin, urging me on, even when I knew you probably wouldn't even feel your own toes anymore. The one that made you gasp so adorably. While I too soon forgot to breathe. The one that made my heart race so hard I couldn't even hear the music anymore. All I saw, all I heard, all I felt, and my only thought was you. That look does things to a person. If you knew what it does to me, you wouldn't stand so close. Your glow is the kind that tempts the beast out of the most somber of characters. It shatters their soul irrevocably. Even one as composed as I. You know, some people say you'll fall in love during a moon like this. Have I ever been in love? You mean the love that makes you believe it'll last forever? The one that marks you more deeply than any scar? That one that makes you feel invincible? The one that makes your dreams come alive? The whole happily ever after thing? That kind. Yeah, I have. I'm fine, darling. Time has mended crueler wounds. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Are you feeling better now?
Good. It would have been a pity to miss out on that beautiful smile the rest of the night. There it is. Simply dazzling. You really broke the mold, didn't you? Your smile is so warm, so welcoming. It makes a person feel special just from receiving it. Oh, if you're that impressed by my quick tongue, wait till you see what else it can do. You keep blushing like that, and I'm going to stop being able to resist taking your lips with mine. Is that an invitation? Then, who am I to deny request from lips so sweet? Lovely. Oh, is that a tear? Come, let me kiss it better. Don't be sad, darling. Of course I'm real. This is real. Put your hand over my breast. Touch my heart. What do I want? Truly, I want to be your djinn. Have you ever read the tales of Scheherazade? The jinn, they are like angels, except they want, like angels, except they grant wishes. They give you your dreams. That's all I want. Tell me, what is it you desire? You honor me. Any other place and time, I'd take you upstairs, roll in and pull you on top of me in one of those high beds wrapped in silk sheets, as bare as the day we were born, limbs intertwined, swallowing every scream from that delectable mouth with my lips, as I enjoyed you. In unrestrained rapture, until the whole world stilled around us. But something about being out here, away from all that chaos inside, that hedonistic debauchery to this remote, quiet space only a few feet away, you lit underneath the moon's glow. It seems more intimate, doesn't it? Hidden and exposed, like the treasure you are. Don't think. Don't doubt. Here, there are no guiles, no tricks, no illusions. Only me. My only thought is you. Can I dare hope you'll let me invade your mind as you have mine? Just let yourself feel. Give me a chance to show you my love. Give me your mouth again. I need it. Your lips are the beginning and the end of everything. Undress for me. It's dark enough those behind us won't see unless they lean in a bit too close to look. Though, if those down below look up, they might see more than they expect. We may need to give them a show. Do you like that idea? I guess you do. Damn, you're a sight that makes all words pale in comparison. Your charm is impossible to ignore. You really are an angel. Undress for me. Let me warm you with my hands. Oh, yes. Oh, your pants beneath my caresses. The way you lean towards me. So eager for more. Lean back against the ledge now and spread those gorgeous thighs. I've got your hips, don't worry. I can see your excitement already, my little exhibitionist. I'll get on my knees and make you squirm so cutely. Let me kiss your thighs. Higher. Higher. Yes. Right there. Feel my tongue. How you arch into my tongue. Your moans are simply a delight, darling. Oh, and those whimpers. The way your whole body tightens. Those gasps. Yes, right there, right there. Yes. Yeah. I feel your hands in my hair direct me to where you want me to go. Right there, right there. Oh, careful, you're slipping. Damn it. I guess you're ready. Yes. Oh,
Are you ready for me entering you? Are you ready? Ready to feel me inside you? Yes. Yeah. Grab onto me. Hold me tight with those legs. Oh, yes. Grab my hips hard as you can. Yes. Lean back. Don't worry if the fence here, it's a little noisy. But who cares? I'll help hold you up. I promise you, I will not let you fall over. Oh, yeah, yes. Feel me inside you. I don't think I could ever let you go after tonight. But for now, I just want you to look at me. Don't hold back. I want your sounds. Every whimper. Every gasp. To be etched into the sky. Oh, oh yes. Oh, it's so good. Oh, hold on to me. Yes. Oh, dig those nails into my back. Oh, it's a little noisy higher. I know it's a little noisy, but I don't think anyone cares. Feel me as we connect. And your heart. Your heart. You're not just on fire. Oh, you are fire. You make me burn with you. Hold on to me as I grip those perfect cheeks beneath my palms to pull us together even tighter. Golly gee, what ecstasy. Those bad experiences you told me about. We're going to erase them from your mind. Each thrust of our bodies will make you forget those unworthy hands that took you, used you, and made you feel worthless. Yes, like that. Yes. Yes, push against me. The unsatisfying strokes that made you think you didn't deserve better. The harsh words that made you believe you'd never be loved. Yes, yes, like that. Just like that. Let me kiss your neck. And bite. That's it. I want to hear you sing. Look at me, love. Remember my face. Listen to me. Let my voice sear into your thoughts. Years from now, you will forget that first heartbreak, will forget that kiss that had no passion behind it, but you will never forget this night. nothing. No one here, as long as they live, will ever forget your scream. Oh, you will remember this moment, this pleasure, as it washes over you. We are such stuff as dreams are made on. And our little life is rounded with sleep. Yes. Your nails digging into me leave a trail that burns away my veins. You're close, aren't you? I can hear it in your breath and see the begging in your eyes. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Oh, right that. Right there. Side of your arousal that draws my attention even more than the fireworks display. Oh, the sounds of your ragged breath silence the uninhibited pandemonium all around us. But it's you, your surrender, that drives me wild with need. Gear in to the heat. Oh, that's it. That's it. Release. Let go. Let go with me. Shudders. I'll warm you up with my hands, sweet cheeks. Don't move yet. Just keep holding onto me. I'll give you strength. Gosh, you're limp as a doll. That's it. That's it. Breathe. Lay your head against my chest. Listen to my heart. Let the beat soothe you. That's a deal. Kiss me again. Yes. Here, let me help you get dressed. Yes. Yes. That look of unadulterated love. Thank you. You've been so good to me. You truly are unique. I will never forget this. I will never forget you. No, sweetness. I'm only here to give you your dream. Dreams aren't meant to last forever. You wanted to be seen with the adoration you so desired and to be remembered. You will be. Look around you. Look down. You couldn't see it. You were so beautifully focused on only me. Just as all the others were in their reverie, and yet your song carried over everything. The surprise on their faces, their lust, the way it trails in the air. It was a true symphony
amidst the array. I have to leave. I told you before, I'm a wanderer by nature. You may love a beast. It can even love you back, but that does not change its nature. I cannot afford to be sentimental when it comes to you, my pretty little fool. I'm a romantic. A sentimental person thinks things will last. A romantic person hopes, against hope, that they won't. You have the rest of your life ahead of you, darling. Live it without fear. Fuel that irresistible imagination. Let it run as wild as you do that errant heart. Not all loves are meant to last. Some are just practice for the one that finally does.